on the bus said he'd have to meet me with the ambulance because I know I'd be sick and have to go to the hospital.
Oh, well, you never know about that. You know, I went with my grandmother one time, and I'm the one who got sick, so you can't tell. I mean, she's older than I am, and she was saying, "What's the matter with you?" And I got sick, but I was only about 15, and she was out doing me. So, well, I hope you disown to God.
This spring, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see now. I think if you looked out on your lawn and it was real stiff, you know, if the weather was changing and it had gotten cold, what would you call that when it was stiff out there, the water and
ice?
Or you might call it when it's all over that way. You say, boy, last night we had a
big freeze.
Frost. That's right. Would you say freeze or frost or both?
I'd say a freeze.
Freeze? Yeah. Okay. And you might say, oh, the lake what last night?
The lake.
Say it got hard. It what last night? And they could even skate on it. It got what? The lake?
Froze hard enough for the children to skate on.
That's right. And if you went outside, and say this all happened, and you got up and went outside, and you didn't put a sweater on, and you got out on the front porch, you'd say, it's this morning.
It's certainly chilly out here this morning.
Yeah. Or would you say anything else? Chilly, or what other words could you use? It certainly is hot out here this morning. Not chilly, but, I mean, you could use that too, but any other thing you might say?
I said it's done turned cooler from what it has been.
Yeah. Would you ever say it's snappy out here? Airish? Do you ever use that? But what would you think would be the easiest, that you would say when you went out and it was,
chilly. I said, sir, and it's chilly out here.
Okay. And now if it gets much colder, the water in the pond might
freeze.
But it has what before? It has already, in the past, it has already. When it gets hard, it is already
froze.
It is already
froze.
That's right. Okay. What do you call this room that we're sitting in? What would you call that?
My living room.
All right. And this, where you entertain guests would be the living room. And you'd say this room is how high is the ceiling? You'd say it's, if you were going to describe how high it was to the ceiling, the room is, if you almost measured it, it's
about 30 feet.
That's what I was looking for. It's how?
About 30 feet.
30 feet. All right. How many rooms do you have in your house?
I have four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms.
Well, I don't.
What's
turn.
This out here? You have.
That's
what do you call that?
A porch.
Porch.
Well, now I've got three bedrooms instead of four, and a den, kitchen, dining room, living room, and a big back porch.
Goodness, and you just live here by yourself?
Me and my son.
You have a lot of room here. And what do you have something like this on the back? I mean, when you go out your back door, do you go down the steps? What is that called? A back?
Back doorsteps.
Okay.